The Utah legislature passed a law this year letting residents grow hemp and sell byproducts from the plant. Now some eager Utahns are lining up to take advantage of the budding industry. KUER's Whitney Evans spoke to a few prospectors hoping to cash in on the green rush.
Welcome to Speedy Grow, Inc. David Schenk lives in northern Utah, but drives 5 hours to Grand Junction, Colorado every week to run his 5,000 square foot hemp oil factory, where I've gone to meet him.
I can already smell it.
Can you? Okay.
I don't have any.
How do you report on how it smells?
It smells like marijuana.
Yeah. Yes. And it looks like marijuana.
This has Schenk a bit paranoid.
See, that's what I'm always concerned about, driving home to Utah, that I leave this place and all of a sudden I get pulled over for speeding and the trooper smells it. And I'm thinking, it's him, you know, but they'll smell it and that's what gives them probable cause. And it scares the bejeebers out of me.
But Schenk's business is totally legitimate, at least here in Colorado, where the hemp industry brings in millions of dollars every year. He takes thousands of pounds of pungent, bright green hemp flower, runs it through a machine that looks like something from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and voila.
The oil is collected, and that's what people want. It's the full-spectrum CBD oil.
That's it?
That's it right there.
It goes through one machine?
That's one machine.
Cannabidiol, or CBD oil, is extracted from the hemp plant. It's thought to have a range of health benefits without the psychoactive effects of marijuana. It has low levels of THC, which is the chemical that gets users high. So while you won't get a buzz, it might relieve your pain and inflammation. It's also used to reduce seizures in epilepsy patients. CBD oil can be found in Utah health food stores, but it's not actually legal in the state. State regulators have simply decided not to arrest store owners or pull supplements from shelves. But a new Utah law has created a process to make it legal moving forward. And lawmakers have tasked the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food with making rules about who can grow and produce it. This opens the door for people like Schenk to do business in Utah. But it's going to be several months before the rules are in place.
I'm excited for the day that we can, but I'm frustrated that it's taken this long.
Schenk was one of dozens of people who came to the Ag Department's first public hearing on new cannabis laws last month. Utah also legalized medical marijuana for some people with terminal illnesses. But Schenk's not interested in medical or recreational marijuana. He just wants to sell the therapeutic CBD oil. Schenk has spent the last 20 years in another major Utah industry, supplements, so he sees himself as a natural fit for the hemp market. And he's looking forward to the day he can work in Utah.
That's where all our relationships and connections are in the industry. And I can tell you, people in the supplement industry are waiting for this to be no longer forbidden.
Schenk is worried that conservative Utah will make it tough for him to do business back there. He says at least in Colorado, rulemakers have a clear understanding of the process. In that state, CBD oil can't have more than 0.3% THC, the stuff that gets users high. Marijuana usually has more than 20%. Schenk says THC levels in CBD oil fluctuate during production, sometimes jumping past the 0.3% threshold. He's afraid Utah regulators will destroy his product if it peaks too high during production, even if he can guarantee it won't leave his operation above the legal limit.
Over-regulation will cause the price to be so high that people that are suffering from epilepsy won't be able to afford it.
Schenk is already lining up farmers in Utah who want to grow hemp. But for right now, he gets it down the road from Colorado farmers like Wacy Clark.
This is Colorado Hemp Solutions.
Clark looks like country music royalty, with his cowboy boots, beaming white smile, and a tightly groomed beard and mustache combo.
We're standing in a heated and cooled greenhouse that is built not to vegetate plants or flower plants at this point. It's built just for the health of the mothers, so we're trying to grow bigger, stronger plants.
I came to visit a little too early. Clark won't start planting for another few weeks. The greenhouse, however, is filled with plants. Clearly, this is more complicated than throwing seeds in the ground. Most of the work is done by hand. He says the biggest risk he faces is maintaining the legal THC limit. If the plants are above it, the state makes them destroy the crop. And he says it actually happens a lot.
Someday soon, we're going to have the genetics solid enough to where we won't have those risks, because we'll be able to breed these things further and further and further, and they won't produce as much THC. It's just time. We need time.
He warns Utah farmers, it also takes time to turn a profit. Hemp isn't just an exciting business venture for Utah farmers. For some, it's hope that family farms in the state can survive. Ryan Morgan left his family farm in Morgan, Utah to go into financial planning. But he's hoping hemp will be profitable enough for him to commit to the family business.
I introduced the concept to my dad, and he was all for it. He thought it would be a great idea, something that we could do and have an expertise in, and then also profit from it as well.
Right now, the family grows alfalfa, corn, potatoes, and barley. Morgan would like to set aside a few acres of that land to grow hemp. But he's worried that the ag department will go with big corporate growers instead of family farmers like himself.
I hope that the Department of Ag will see that small-time farmers have a great knowledge and expertise that they can use to really benefit the industry and continue to make the land productive and do what they love to do.
The rules put in place by the Ag Department will ultimately determine if Morgan can grow and when he can get started. And right now, Utah farmers have already missed their chance to start growing this season. It will be the Utah hemp growers' first lesson in patience. Whitney Evans, KUER News.